Dragging the line, man. Dragging the line. But I know I'm really going to be dragging it when I do Matt's show. I'm going to have to tighten up my Indiana bandana and make sure to get this, squeeze it together. There'll be a little contrast for any of his listeners, but a lot of them know me, and they call our show and his show, so we're familiar with each other. I got to, like, talk a little bit about the Wisconsin Republicans in our Congress. You know, the five clowns or whatever. Four or five clowns, you know. I called them the Traveling Dingleberries when people said you should name a band. I think that's a good one. I really do. Because they're traveling on your dime, folks. But anyway. And then, of course, Johnson, you know, having to admit that the election wasn't fraud. We already mentioned that. Nasty ass in UW-Whitewater, right? Really upset with the faculty there for trying to get people to encourage them to get vaccinated. They might get extra credit if they do. You deserve extra credit if you do, because you're too stupid to not take it, right? Because you really are going to need that to graduate. You're going to need that bonus. Because I'm going to tell you, all the people that support that I know, they're not C students. They're not. I mean, we're seeing it all over the place. You know, that attorney that was working for Kyle Rittenhouse, and then his family fired him because he was, like, taking some of the funds and stuff. Well, yeah.
Not surprising, right?
Vultures attract vultures, man. So anyway, they get rid of him, and he was, like, representing 17 of the infidels at the Capitol, right? The Trump terrorists. And now he's gone AWOL, man. And there's rumors, you know, oh, he's sick. He was on a ventilator, non-responsive. I think that was just to dodge people. Then they, you know, well, he was in an accident. Oh, well, maybe, oh, that's what it is. He's not feeling well, but he's at home, and he'll, you know, or he's somewhere. You know, you got people running around this country hiding. They're hiding because the Trump people are mad at him. You better go into hiding. What a bunch of cowards, both ways. And I've never seen anybody be able to commit murder like Rittenhouse did and then be out.
Yeah.
Free, you know, coming back to Wisconsin, drinking in the bar with the clowns because his mom was there. That makes it okay. Oh, my God. Where are the morals, the ethics, the family values that you Republicans are so strong on? This is a godless country thanks to you guys. Hammer the poor. No health care. No food. No shelter. The opposite of Jesus. So don't call yourself a Christian. Call yourself a demon. Because everything that Jesus despised was what you guys are espoused to right now. It's just, you know, we'll get back to this.
It's not even, but what you're talking about too, it's not even critical thinking. It's just like some base thinking. It's right in your face.
Yeah, well, look at NASS. NASS's crowd is the ones that go into the damn school board meetings and threatening people, right? And he's worried about faculty trying to bring common sense and safety to everybody involved. You guys are like, and you know what, NASS? You got your ass vaccinated way back when. We all did. You couldn't go to school. You couldn't go on trips. You couldn't do any of that stuff. Because we had critical thinking back then. But it's been replaced with fanatics. And, I mean, it's not just Republicans, right? I'm really pissed about Joe Manchin. And what did I tell you guys? And you can go back, I don't know how long ago I was irate over them wanting to do this bill before they do that one. Because the first one is like, $1.5 billion? And that's going to, like, heavy construction and stuff. That's great. But it really bothers me, first of all, that a lot of that is going to the Trump people, because that's the kind of jobs those guys do. And if you don't believe me, man, those guys are stone concrete. And not everybody is. I know some, like I said, it's in every crowd, right? There's crazies in every crowd. But there's really a lot of crazies in the white guy crowd that I belong to. That's what I, my biggest experience, you know. We're not talking about people that are crazy because they haven't had access to health or, you know, good food or anything else. Education. You expect that. That's what happens when you don't provide that for everyone. And then you complain about them while you're just, I mean. So Manchin, you know, he's slowing this $3.5 trillion one down. What did I say was going to happen, folks? I said it was a moderate, right-leaning, Republican-leaning conservatives in the Democratic Party. And it's all based on their wealth and opportunity, man. Well, I can get elected if I go this way. But with Manchin, it goes a lot deeper, especially with the climate change, which hurricanes, floods, fires everywhere like we've never seen before, right? I mean, it's starting to take a toll on people. A lot of lives are losing. Well, it's only 50 people here. And 50, I guess if you weren't living there, that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, think about this. Everybody's, you know, lots of people around here. Like, oh, we're enjoying our Labor Day weekend. There's a lot of people around here not enjoying their Labor Day weekend.
Manchin's goes deep in his family. His dad was mayor of this city, so he and his brothers, Manchin and his brothers, set up shop in coal country, and they're deep into the fossil fuel industry, and they get lots of money to stay where they are. Got it, folks? He's not a Democrat. He's not a Republican. He's a bad apple and a loser and has been for a long time. How can people still think that it's about being a Republican or a Democrat? I'm all about it. Hey, man, like I've said, man, if you're not a progressive, hit the bricks. And, you know, I saw Biden stumbling, trying to go out there and, you know, make the country feel better, and a couple words in his sentences weren't in the right order. I've seen that with all you clowns before that. I didn't see it with Obama. really see it with Clinton, but we saw that. I never had sex with that woman. Right? So, I mean, if you lie, you lie. I can't stand you, man. I don't want to lie. I don't want to be a part of your lies. I've had enough of my own, man. Okay? I've lived enough of my lies and paid the consequences for it that I'm just trying to overcompensate now with some outside the pizza box truth, man, because it's right in front of you. I'm not making this stuff up. When I talk about these legislators, I'm not making it up. You know, and the worst part is Manchin don't care about people being evicted when that bill doesn't get passed, right? Maybe we could set up a homeless camp with chunks of coal because it's so, what? It's too expensive to even do anymore, and it's like the worst. I mean, I used to strip tobacco in the wintertime, and we used coal in the fireplace, man. And you open it up or you don't open it up, but every time you got to start it up, man, there's little black things floating in the air. And then later you're coughing it up and blowing it out your nose. Imagine what it's like to be in the coal mine. That's just us burning it at a level where, you know, you're kind of like, well, that's actually kind of got a kind of neat smell to it, right? Diesel and coal. There's a train going through. Oh, man. I'm going to adapt to this, man, and try to keep going. But it's been a tough week because I, you know, my son and his family moved to Georgia, and they were afraid to get vaccinated, and now COVID's rampant in their house. So, yeah. And my son, oh, I'll be up in a couple days. And I'm just like, oh, right away, that hurt because don't say that. Everybody that said that, you know, didn't get vaccinated, I'll be up and around in a couple days and I'll give you a call when I feel better. And you haven't called yet, so I'm thinking you're probably not feeling better.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Hey, one of the reasons why I can take this is because I'm adapting and watching everything that goes on. I don't think I'm any more special than anybody else, and I expected this to happen to them. How could I not? The science is there. I got vaccinated when I was a kid to avoid all that. And that now they're coming up with more variants. Did you hear that?
I mean, so viruses do. They adapt.
I'm going to tell all these evangelicals out there, if you believe in a divine intervention, couldn't it just be climate change? Nature versus man? What is God isn't the earth? Didn't create it all for us? And now we're what? I mean, what do you really believe in, man? Nothing? I don't understand it. I don't have that hard soul. And I should, I think. You know, sometimes I'm like, wow, why don't I do something more about this? You know, no. Because I don't believe in a God of hate. I don't believe in the angry white God ruling over everybody else, especially when he sent his only begotten son, and he was definitely brown. I mean, I'm just not, like, into organized religion, because I think it's all to each of us to go out into the world and experience and try to figure out things, right? But do it together. You know, just because somebody's different than you, man, you should be like, wow, that's cool. There's somebody that's not like me. Wouldn't it be a boring-ass world if everybody was just like me? I don't know, man. We're going to be low-riding it out of here, man. And I was kind of joking around. My low-rider doesn't go too fast or burn much gas. Prius. And believe me, they don't slide off the road, man. They're pretty, I don't know what it is. They got bad blind spots, right? Bad blind spots. Today's show is sponsored by Jeff's Guitar Clinic. He's set up in Stoughton, man, in his house that he shares with his best friend, Mari. And I think it's four dogs. I met two of them. One was licking my face. Got a picture of that. And he's got his guitars all set up. He did a lot of work up above to make a studio above his garage. It's all carpeted. Nice new carpet smell. That's better than coal and diesel any day. And you can do lessons right up there, man. Lessons all ages. Anyway, thanks, Jeff. And we'll be back next week. Devil Radio 92 FM. Signing out, man.